Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Your kids are already searching, looking for answers when it comes to vaping. They hear about it from friends, from the internet, but the one they need to hear about it from most is you. Tobacco, vaping, nicotine, it's all dangerous, and it's time you let them know. But if you don't know where to start, we're here to help. For tips on talking to your kids, visit talkabouttobacco.com. Brought to you by TSET.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Well, a potentially lengthy longshoreman strike could impact exports of Oklahoma agriculture commodities. Oklahoma Wheat Commission Director Mike Schulte says this could impact grain shipments.
We know that 36 East and Gulf Coast ports have shut down with 45,000 union workers that have walked off the job.
The state exports about $30 billion in agricultural products to Mexico. The longshoreman strike at Eastern and Gulf ports throws a big wrench in Oklahoma wheat producers' plans to export to other countries. Wheat Commission Director Schulte says that doesn't come at a good time.
These port closures, if they continue to stay closed, it does stop the movement of grains into those export markets. And so our hope is that we can get past this and try to move forward.
Mexico, one of the biggest customers of Oklahoma wheat, using ports along the East and Gulf Coasts are vital in the export of Oklahoma agricultural products. Schulte says not being able to use these ports will hurt marketing efforts.
These negotiations are important that they move forward so we don't have hurdles trying to market our crop, which in Oklahoma is 60% of our market share when we look at the importance that exports play to the wheat industry.
Mexico also the top consumer of Oklahoma wheat, and ports are the best way to get that grain to the nation due to inadequate rail access. President Biden has said since Monday that he would not be invoking the Taft-Hartley Act that would require the administration to get a court order for an 80-day cooling-off period for negotiations to continue. The American Farm Bureau Federation pegged that about $1.4 billion in agricultural exports passed through the East Coast and the Gulf Coast ports controlled by the ILA. National Milk Producers Federation and the U.S. Dairy Export Council also both weighed in as they called on the Biden administration to immediately intervene. Groups cited that more than 530,000 20-foot equivalent units or containers of dairy products were shipped last year through the East Coast and the Gulf ports, making up about 21% of the total dairy exports by volume. Strike essentially risks about $32 million in dairy exports per week, or causing exporters to search for alternative shipping routes and driving up those export costs. Mike Steenhook, executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, also says the group continues to not take sides in the negotiations, adding some compromise between the ILA and the USMX will likely be required. Steenhook cited that 5.8 million metric tons of soybeans, or about 213 million bushels, were exported via containers last year. About half of those went out of the East and Gulf Coast ports, so roughly about 5 to 6% of soybean exports could also be affected by the strike, he said. You've got farm news. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.